Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalom Sochem Dabchav Zayin. We're starting Chav Chav Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Zayin and Vilzer Sadaf on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Biyakim Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says Ha'Hilchel Shal Pesachoy. A fellow's going along the way to Shechtos Karim Pesach. It's Erev Pesach. V'Lamos Benoy, who is going to give him Brismila to his son, or V'Lechel Sus Erisin Beis Chamav. He's going to eat the Sus Erisin in his father-in-law's house. We know the first step in marriage is Erisin. There's first Erisin, then Nisuin, and Erisin in a way is like halachic engagement. So you're supposed to have a proper Suda when there's an erisin. So this chassan is on his way to his father-in-law's house, Erev Pesach, to eat the Suz erisin. Viniskar Sheshle Chametz Usek Beisai. In all these cases, he remembers that he has chametz in his house that he didn't destroy yet. So Yachalachzer Ulvayer Vlachzer Lemtzvasai Yachzer. If he's able to go back, destroy it, and then go back to the mitzvah he's going to do, he should do that. But if not, if he's not going to have enough time, or if he's going to miss it, then Yivatal Beliboy, he should just be Yivatal in his heart. Now we have a different situation. Lahatzman Agayas. This guy's on his way to save Yidden from a marauding band of soldiers or bandits. They're coming to hurt or kill, and he's on the emergency crack squad that's there to go save them, and he's on his way, or Miyad Hanar, a river overflowed, and he's going to save things, or from a fire, or a building that fell down. He's part of the rescue team. In all these cases, he remembered they had a chametz in his house, he has some vatal in his heart, he doesn't go back at all, even if he technically has time. Now, lastly, if he's going along the way to be kind of shvisa for shvisa or shos, this has to do with the Erov. We know that a person is limited to walking 2,000 amis, that's called the tchum, but a person could extend their tchum if they want to go further, because of the Dvar Mitzvah, for example, and the way they do that is Erev Yomta for Erev Shabbos. They walk to the 2,000 amah spot. They put some food down there. That's called being kind of shvisa in that spot. And now they can walk 2,000 amahs from that spot, not from the original 2,000 amahs, but from this new place where they put down food. And so this guy, Erev Yomtev, is on his way to be kind of shvisa, but shvisa is her shos. It's not a shvisa mitzvah, it's a shvisa or shos. And then again, he remembered that he has chametz in his house. Says the Mishnah, Yachzer Miyad, he has to turn around right away. He's not allowed to finish what he was doing. Now the Gemara Chav Zayin Amud Aleph on top tells us, Amar Bias Rabon, Bayur A Ma Gadol Hu HaShalom, come and see how great creating shalom, creating peace between people, because compared to two things that one is chayav karis for, what did we say in the beginning of the Mishnah? Three different cases. One, that he's gone his way to Shechtos Karim Pesach, or two, that he's on his way to give a bris milah to his son. Both these things, if a person doesn't do them, he's chayav karis. And then what's the third thing? He's going to eat a Seudas Erisin in his father-in-law's house. And that's just a matter of shalom. If the son-in-law doesn't show up to his father-in-law's house, he's going to be very upset. And still we see how great maintaining peace between the Yidden is, because we say that even in this case, he's allowed to just be mevatel the chametz in his heart, and he doesn't have to turn around to physically burn it. Now, another question. Let's say the person has two things to do. He has to give bris milah to his son, and he has to shechtos karim pesach. What does he do first? Amar Pichas, he answers, from that which the pasuk tells us, give bris milah to all males, and then you could bring it and do it, which means then you could shechtos karim pesach. Hada Amar, that tells us, they give bris milah to the son, comes before shechtos karim pesach. Again, that's because we see from the pasuk that first you have to get a bris milah, then you can do the karim pesach. We know that if a yid doesn't have bris milah, he can't do karim pesach, so it must be like giving a bris to his son comes before Shechitas Karim Pesach. The Gemara continues analyzing the last two cases of the Mishnah, where in the second to last one, we said that if he's going to save people, he's just Mevatel's Chametz, and the last one we said, if he's going to be Shavis Shvisas Rishos, he has to turn around right away. So here we point out, in the second to last case, when he's going to save people, Afil Yochalachzer Levayer, V'Leil Chalahatzel, even if he has enough time that he could go back, destroy his Chametz, and then go back to what he was doing, saving people, he does not do that. He's just Mevatel in his heart, because since he's on his way to save people, wouldn't play around with that, wouldn't start making Cheshbainis, oh, I have time to go to the store and go pick up a bottle of milk and go home and run an errand. You run right away to save people, and that's why the Mishnah says just be mevatel on your heart. Now, to the last case, even if he has time to be kind of shvisa, he could put down his eruv over there and then go back and destroy the chametz. He has enough time to accomplish both. No, he has to stop mid walking, turn around, go destroy his chametz, and only then be kind of shvisa. Now, we just clarify, what's the shvisa rishos that we're talking about? So, actually, it's not real shvisa rishos. Rishos means that it's just optional and it has nothing to do with the mitzvah. So, here it's partially related to a mitzvah. It's a rabbi, he's really trying to be kind of shvisa so that he could go to his Rebbe on Yom Tif, or just go to somebody who's greater than him in Chachma, and he wants to be able to learn Torah from him. And that's what the Mishnah is calling a shvisa rishos. Since it's not a 100% mitzvah, that's why we're calling it a rishos. But it's still somewhat of a mitzvah, because if it was a pure rishos, then he wouldn't be allowed to be kind of shvisa anyway and extend his error for that. Now, why is it that he has to turn around in the middle? Why can't he just finish being kind of shvisa? That's because Kachshan Rebbe, this is what Rebbe taught, Hamaisa Kain La Talmud, doing actions of a mitzvah are greater than learning Torah, and the action that he has to do is bir chametz. So you first got to do the Maisa, then you could do the Talmud, which means then you could prepare yourself to be able to learn tomorrow. However, now we have a little machlokes regarding this. Nimnu Baliyah's Beis Aharon Belud, they took a vote in the upper level of Beis Aharon Belud that actually HaTalmud Kodem LaMaisa, learning comes before Maisa. This is talking about learning, which is going to bring to Maisa, that comes before doing the actual action. Now we have a story about this. Rav Shalchler Chanina Berei Yiski B'Tveria, Rav sent Rav Chanina his son to go learn Torah in Tveria. Now also in Rav Amrulay, they came and they told Rav Gamal Hu Chesed that he's doing Chesed, which means he's burying the dead. He joined the Chever Kedisha in Tveria. So Shalchva He sent a message to his son and told him, are there no kvarim in Kesarin that I sent you to Tveria to do that? If you want to be part of the Chevra Kedisha, you could have stayed here in Kesarin. I sent you to Tveria to learn Torah. They already took this vote in Beis Aharon Lod that Talmud is Kedem L'Maisa. So even though doing a Maisa Mitzvah is great, it's fantastic that you're part of the Chevra Kedisha, I sent you to learn Torah, and Torah is Kedem L'Maisa. Now Rabban the Kesarin Armin, they say, Hatat HaTemah, this is only said, Mishayesha Mishayasa. That's only if somebody is there to be able to do the Mitzvah, so you don't do the Mitzvah, you learn. Avom Encha Mishayasa, if there's no one else that could do it, HaMaisa Kedem, so the Maisa is first, because you're the only one that's able to do it. I would continue, Dalma, this is Yushami's way of saying, there was a story, Rab Chia and Rab Yasi and Rab Imi, Anu L'Maisi Gabir Belazar, they were late in coming to Belazar. Amrlein, so we asked them, Anavison, where were you? So Amrlein, they told him, Gamal Chesed, we're doing Chesed, we're burying a corpse. So Amrlein, he asked them, V'layav Tamar Chironin, weren't there other people there that could have been metapo with him? You had to come late to Shir? So Amrlein, they told him, Magur Hava, he was a ger, he was a convert who came from a very far away place. He didn't have any relatives, so we were actually the only ones that were able to do it, and so that's why we did the mitzvah. And so here's an example of what we just learned, that if there's no one else to do it, then the Maisa is Kaidim the Talmud. And Atachas, the last halach on the parak, the Mishnah tells us, V'chein Mishi Yatzim Yerushalayim, also a guy who left Yerushalayim, he walked out, V'niska Shesh Be'al De'Basar Kodesh. And remember that he has Basar Kodesh, just referring to Kachim Kalim. We know that Kachim Kalim has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and if it's brought out of Yerushalayim, it becomes pasul, and it has to be burned. And so what does this fellow do? Does he have to go back or not? And the answer is, it depends. Im Avar Tzayfim, if he passed by this place called Tzayfim, Tzayfim Mkayma, so he can just burn it in its place. The Chum were not matriach him to go all the way back in, or Vim Lav, but if not, if he hadn't passed the Tzayfim place yet, Chazir Tzayfim Fnei Abira Ma'atim Aracha, he goes back and he burns it in front of the Bira from the Eitzim of Maracha. In front of the Bira is either referring to the entire Har Abayis, or it's a specific place on Har Abayis, which is called the Bira, so he has to go to this place and burn it in front of the Bira, and he's even allowed to use the Atzim Aracha, what is designated for the Mizbeach, and that's because he's a guest, he's a visitor, he's a traveler, so we're not machayv him to spend money to go buy his own wood, he could use that wood. And so here as well, like in the previous Mishnah, we see that it depends where he is. We say that there's certain situations that say he has to go back, and some say that he doesn't have to go back. Now the question is, Ad Kamei in Chayzin, until how much do they have to turn back? This is both talking about Basar Kodesh, what we're learning about in this Mishnah, and also Chametz in the previous Mishnah. The guy's on his way to go do something, and he remembers that he has Chametz in his house, and we tell him that he has to turn around. How much Chametz does he have to have in his house that we tell him, okay, you have to turn around to go burn it? And we have a three machlokes. Rameir says, Zev Zev Kezayas, both with Chametz and Basar Kodesh, it's a Kezayas. Whereas Rabbi Damer, he says, Zev Zev Kebetza, both of them is only a Beitza's worth, which is more than a Kezayas. Chavzaino and Bezantav, Chamer and Chametz say, Basar Kodesh, Bekezayas. When we're dealing with Kachem meat, it's a Kezayas. Whereas Chametz, Kebetza, with Chametz, he only has to turn around if it's a Beitza's worth. I think we're discussing this first in that if he had not yet reached Tzayfim, so then he would have to turn around and go back into Yerushalayim and burn a Lefnei Abira. So if Simon says, B'shem Rishu ben Levi, why is this? Because Ksiv the Pasuk says, Bayomahu on that day, yeah, al Metzilais Hasos Kodesh v'Gaimer. There's going to be on the Metzilais Hasos Kodesh. What's just from the Pasuk? Ad Makam Shasos Rots ve'ina Isetzel. Up until a place where a horse runs and doesn't make shade, it doesn't make a shadow. In this Pasuk, the Navi is describing how in the future Hashem is going to add on to Yerushalayim the distance that a horse runs until it doesn't make shade. Dehainu, how far it can run from the morning until midday, which is when the sun is directly overhead and the body of the horse doesn't produce a shadow, and all that's considered Yerushalayim. And this place where it reaches is Tzayfim. And that's why if a person got up until Tzayfim and he realizes he has Basar Kodesh, he has to turn around and go into Yerushalayim because he's really still technically considered in Yerushalayim. So now Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak Bai, he asks as follows, Im Kodeshu, if you want to say it's Kodesh, that he's still technically considered being Yerushalayim, so Yisrafenu Im Kaimai, let him burn it in his place. We know the Kachi Kalim that became Puzzle are technically allowed to burn throughout all Yerushalayim. So if you're telling me that if this guy hasn't passed Tzayfim yet, he's still considered to be in Yerushalayim, so why force him to go all the way back to Har Abayis to burn it? Just let him burn it where he is. And the answer is, Shekana Filu B'Yerushalayim Sarfanas Lefnei Abira Me'atzem Aracha, because even if he's in Yerushalayim proper, really he's supposed to go to the Bira anyway, and he could burn it from Me'atzem Aracha there, and so that's why when he's at Tzayfim, he would also have to turn around and go back to the Bira and burn it over there. Now once we're talking about Kachim that left where they're supposed to be and became possible because of that, we move on to discuss Kachi Kachim, which are not allowed to leave the Azara, and if they are brought out of the Azara, then they have a Psol Tumo Midrabanon. So the question is, Ahan Yaitse, these Kachi Kachim, they were brought out of the Azara, Ma'at Avidlei, what do you treat it? Kimitame Bechutz, like they became Tame outside, or Kimitame Befnim, like they became Tame inside. There's a special din regarding Kachi Kachim that Makam Tumasai, Shamsri Fasai, wherever it becomes Tame, that's where it has to be burned, it's not moved somewhere else to be burned. So the question that we're asking here is that when this Kachi Kachim was brought outside the Azara and became Tame due to that, is it like it became Tame outside, so now it's not going to be brought back inside the Azara to be burned, or is it like it became Tame inside? So Machlokes about this. Since the whole reason why it's Tame is because where it is, due to the fact that it was brought out of the Azara, Nasakim Tame Bechot, so it's like it became Tame outside the Azara and has to be burned right there. Whereas Amar Rabbi Yisrael Ribon, he argues that no, Taru Dvar Taira, Midah Raisa, this meat is really Tahar. Atu Shekazarta Olav Tumah, you're the one that was geyser, that it's considered tameh once it's brought out of the azara, loy dach she gazar to all of tama elashat mvakash asaisik imtam b'chutz. Isn't it sufficient that you were geyser, that it's tameh? Now you want to say it's like it became tameh outside and you're going to burn it outside the azara? Elakim tam bifnim. Rather, treat it like it became tameh inside the azara and bring this meat back into the azara and burn it over there. Now going to machlekes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah of whether the amount of chametz or kachem that one has to turn around for is a kizayis or a kibetza. So it's tanu mechalef. There are those that teach a shitas the opposite way around. The Rav Meir holds a beitza, and Rabbi Yehuda holds a kizayis. And Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha says b'shem Rabbi Yosi kamas nisin. That really it's like our Mishnah. The Rav Meir holds kizayis, and Rabbi Yehuda holds kibetza. And our Rabbi Yehuda further explains simanim and ahid brachas. The simin, the way you know which is the proper girsa, is from the following mesechas brachas ad kam mezamnin, up until how much food do three people who ate together have to stay together and make a zimun, and they're not on a bench separately. So Tanakama, which is Rav Meir, says ad kizayis, whereas Rabbi Yehuda Imer ad kibetza. So you see, the Rav Meir holds kizayis, and Rabbi Yehuda holds kibetza, and that's the proper girsa. Now, for the clarification, she's Rabbi Yehuda. Tanu have a brisa pachas mikan in matriach and all of sheachzar. If it's less than a beitza, we're not matriach him to turn around and go back home and burn his chametz, or to turn around and go back to Yerushalayim and burn the kachim. However, he still has to be mevatel the chametz beliboy, and he has to burn the kachim meat where he is. It's not like he doesn't have to do anything. He still has to take the necessary steps to destroy it or do whatever he has to do. It's just that we're not matriach him to go all the way back. Now we go to explain shitas chachamim. Ma bein zelozeh. What's the difference between this one and that one? At the top of the Amud, you see the end of the Mishnah that says acham oimrim basar kodesh bekazayis chametz kibetza. So what's the difference between basar kodesh? Then they're mechayiv you to turn around even if you have just a zayis, whereas chametz are not mechayiv you to turn around unless it's a beitza's worth. Zeh yesh loy bitol v'zeh ein loy bitol. Chametz one could be mevatol, so they're not matriachim to go back and actually physically destroy it unless he has a beitza's worth. But basar kodesh you can't be mevatol, and therefore even if it's just a kazayis, you have to turn around and burn it. Now we have one more question. This is in regards to using the atzei amaracha, wood designated for the mizbeach that we had said in the Mishnah. One can burn their kodesh using this wood. So the question is, ad kedayim basar kodesh? Up until now, it's basar kodesh. We know that wood's allowed to be used for this. Chametz minayin. How do we know one's allowed to use the atzei amaracha to burn their chametz? So Rabbi Yisrael Rabboni answers, b'man taninon, from the fact that the Mishnah says, v'chein mi sheyatzam Yerushalayim, also somebody who left Yerushalayim, hada amra, madan nafal adain. That whatever applies to this applies to that. The v'chein mi sheyatzam Yerushalayim is connecting this Mishnah to the previous Mishnah, as this Mishnah is talking about kodesh, telling us you could use atzei amaracha, as connected to the previous Mishnah, which is talking about chametz. It must be that you're also allowed to use atzei amaracha for burning chametz. Hadron lach perak ve'elu ivrin, Mazdar finishing the third parak of Maseches Pesachim, just like Maseches finished this parak together, we should Maseches finish the entire Maseches together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning with the fourth parak of the Masechta. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.